prime time on Football Friday, 1080 The Fan.
Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game, played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Tap by Coors Light. Duck fans, as you power up for game day, grab some frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Please drink responsibly.
That's going to make the full difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, 404 on a Fan Football Friday.
Fan Football Friday?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
fun just, Fan Football Friday.
I think you just made that up, but let's go with it.
We're watching golf.
The Cooch.
Matt Kuchar.
14 under on a Friday?
Well, he's 14. Yeah, his second round.
Yeah.
They just showed that he was 13 under, and I said, oh, my God. I was thinking today was Thursday. I'm like, that's the first round.
Some sort of record.
No, he's 14 under. 7 under yesterday, 7 under today. They're out at the Sony Open.
Is this the first one of the year in Hawaii?
In Hawaii.
This
were they there?
Off?
No, they were
no,
there
last week was the first.
Oh, they were in Maui, right?
They were Kapalua.
This one's in Honolulu.
Yeah.
Good to be a PGA golfer.
Good times, good times. Hey, I've got some audio to play for you guys.
I like audio.
At this point.
Fun with real audio.
Of sports talk. We have in the news coming up at 4:30 today. We'll talk about the bar that's suing the bartender for being drunk on the job.
Oh, yeah. Got to enjoy that.
Did you read that story?
I did see that story. I also saw that someone is suing a car company because their cars are too fast.
Tesla?
Yeah. Apparently, their sports cars are too fast and too fun, so they're suing.
Wow.
Yeah. We all want to sue.
I don't.
We like suing.
I have nothing to sue anyone over.
I want to sue someone.
I think you do. You're the type.
I just don't
You're
have
You're just
any,
looking for it.
I don't have anything to sue for, but I'd like to sue somebody.
What's the closest thing?
The one thing that I do regret not suing over, and I think that we kind of got jobbed. Remember back in the day where those, it was a certain
Wait,
kind
of- Wait, am I part of this?
No. Remember that we had I don't want to say the company because I'm probably wrong.
Uh-oh.
There was a brand of tire that kept exploding.
Oh.
Remember that?
Firestone.
Was that what that was?
I think it was.
Yeah. And we had-
Yeah, it was Firestone.
Okay, Firestone. We had a rental car, and our tire blew out. Me and the wife, just graduated, and we were driving back home, and we had a tire blowout, and the car rolled, and it was scary. It was worst wreck I've ever been in. I had glass all in my face and completely demolished it, and it turned out we had the Firestone tires on, and we feel like there was they kind of got shoved to the side. We should have contacted an attorney.
Wait,
and
you got shoved to the side?
Well, like they sent their investigator out and claimed that we had run over a rock or whatever and like took a photo and sent it to us. And then we ended up signing.
Wait, they found a rock that you ran over? Like, hey, you must have hit this.
Yeah, they said the
case dismissed.
Yeah, they said like the rock was like in the tire or whatever. And they took like a couple grainy photos and sent it to us and said, hey, you're not on the hook for anything. They paid for like the medical bill or whatever, and so we just signed in kind of.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, and we just kind of went away with it, and we're like, all right, and it's all good. And then we kind of looked into it, and we're like, wait, those are the same tires, and they were awful quick. And then we went back; the car had been destroyed. Like they got rid of the car and had crushed it a couple weeks after. And I feel like there may have been something there.
Oh, you never told us that story.
That's the only real thing.
Attorneys everywhere are going, oh my God, you should have called me.
I know. That's the only time I can really remember. Thinking like maybe I had a case.
Interesting.
I tried to sue the NFL once and they made fun of me.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah, they taunted me.
They were like, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, like, have fun.
Well, okay, so I'm going to play Doug Brenner here. Now, he's suing.
He's suing everybody.
Oregon, NCAA, Willie Taggart, all these peeps, for those workouts that put him in the hospital, him and two other players. So he is making the rounds now speaking about this.
Yeah.
And because we just learned about this week, and he had some quotes from the lawsuit, but this is him speaking to KGW News.
Yes.
That is Channel 8, the NBC affiliate.
Trying to track him down. I'd like to talk to Doug about this.
Affiliate.
I'm on his side.
Are you?
I am. I don't know about the $11.5 million. I sometimes wonder if maybe some of that is being inflated for the sake of the lawsuit, but I think it's great that someone is trying to hold these programs accountable because I think a lot of the strength and conditioning coaches are pretty reckless. In fact, I got a text from my buddy who's the strength conditioning coach out at Concordia And he said, hey, if you want someone to talk about it, he goes, let me know. He goes, that strength coach that Taggart had is an idiot. A lot of people in the business that think that that guy is an absolute boob and is the worst kind of strength conditioning coach.
Is he still a strength and conditioning coach down at Florida State?
I think he's the guy at Florida State.
Wow.
And he basically, they're viewed as like meatheads, like dumbasses that are just there to.
Oh, shocking.
Yeah.
Football? What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Here is Brenner talking to KGW about what those workouts were like.
Did you ever experience anything like this before Taggart and O'Brien?
Absolutely not. I mean, there's no room in athletics for the types of workouts that they put us through. Coach O, Coach Irlande, the strength coach, was not licensed to be a strength coach. And it was just so unavoidable, or so avoidable, I mean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Sorry.
What was that like? I mean, when they first started pulling those on you guys, how did you, you want to please your coaches, obviously.
Right. It was scary, and there was a lot of pressure because they were new coaches, and we really wanted to impress them. We had just gotten off of a horrible season where we didn't even make a bowl game. So there was great pressure to do better the next year. And they started with these workouts that were aimed not to get us better at football, but to break us, to break our will, to see who would quit. And that became really clear to us when we walked up into the mezzanine where we do our workouts, and they had the balcony lined with trash cans for us to throw up in. And they brought oxygen tanks because after the first day, people were passing out. These workouts were so tough. Inexcusable.
Could you have just quit, walked away?
I thought about it. Thought about it. But I love football. I love playing football at the U of O. I had a great experience at the U of O. I was coming into my senior season, so I was a leader on the team. I was on our team's leadership council. The previous year, I had been a team captain. And quitting didn't really seem like it wasn't a viable option. They made it seem like you couldn't quit, and yeah.
Doug, what happened to, if one guy faltered or passed out or vomited? What was the impact on the other guys? What they do to the other guys?
During the workouts, we were punished if other people passed out or were throwing up in the trash can. Coach O said, we're just going to keep doing up-downs until so-and-so can return from throwing up in that trash can. And he'd say, you're letting your team down. It was horrible. I mean, it got so bad. I couldn't even move my arms after the second day. My arms were so swollen that I couldn't even take my own shirt off without help. I couldn't even reach a fork to my face. I couldn't even eat. I could barely open a car door. It was so bad. My pee was black, like Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Yet it still must be hard to be suing the university you love.
It's really tough. It's really tough. It was a tough decision I had to make. It wasn't until about 2 months ago where we had some tests done on my kidneys, where we saw some of the horrible long-term damages that I'm going to have to be dealing with. And that's when I decided that I needed to go through with this to prevent this from happening to other kids.
What's your message to the U of O, to Taggart? I'm going to start just with this university.
I don't think I have a specific message for each of them. Mm-hmm. I'd just like to say that I'm doing this to prevent this from happening to future players. And it's not fair that college athletes work hard and do these things and get their bodies damaged. And then a coach like Coach Taggart can go to Florida State and make a $30 million contract and not be held accountable. For me, it's about accountability.
You concerned they're doing the same thing down there right now?
Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they're doing the same thing down there.
I was going to ask you, have you heard about this military boot camp type style training before then?
Oh, no. Never. I have never experienced anything like this coaching style in my history of athletics. in the Coach Helfrich era, and Chip never did anything like this. Cristobal would never do anything like this. It's just irresponsible and dumb.
So that's Doug Brenner, the former Oregon offensive lineman, talking to KGW-TV. What do you think?
I agree with most of what he's saying. Like I said, I agree that someone should be held accountable. If he really does have long-term damage, I mean, that's horrific. This is a serious condition, and three guys went down, right? You can't have that. I said it at the time. It's not okay. And I do think that there it is. It's the wild, wild west sometimes in the NCAA, and kids die every year from negligence. The only thing I'll say, do I believe that this was the worst thing? And do I believe as bad as he makes it out to be? I'm skeptical on that. To say, like, and this is going to sound like I'm a knuckle-dragging, you know, defender of football, and I'm not. If you've listened to this program for 15 years, that's not me. I'm not a defender of football. In fact, I think a lot of times football is just ass backwards and needs to evolve. But I think sometimes the picture that's painted of trash cans or oxygen tanks, to say that you've never seen anything like that, then spend more time around programs. That was every offseason winter conditioning program that I was ever a part of. To say that there wasn't military drills, ours were mat drills, right? Like, most programs have had something like this. That doesn't excuse the fact that three kids had to go to the hospital and that maybe Doug has some serious long-term health repercussions of it that he may have to face. But the idea that this is unheard of.
Okay, so you would rather him say, well, here's what, I mean, he's not lying, right?
No,
like, he has nothing to hide. He's not lying.
I think in my mind, I wonder if some of it's a bit exaggerated.
Like,
no
the black,
one passed out.
The black pee?
Stop it. No one passed out. Right? If a kid passed out and was unconscious, that workout would stop.
Did he say, I missed that. Did
yeah,
he say that?
Yeah,
he said kids passed out.
He said they in oxygen because people were passing out. No, they weren't. Okay? No one passed out. Stop.
Okay, but
stuff
you would,
like that,
you would rather him say this is because the lawsuit is part of it is to try to shine a light on
yes.
that this goes on everywhere.
Yeah.
You would rather him say this is commonplace in NCAA football as opposed to I've never seen anything like it. He's trying to make it sound like no other program
yes.
does this, but
and
it sounds to
true.
Me like what you're saying, what people that play football have said is
yes.
this is very common stuff.
Yes.
And you're saying that there's no chance that it got to that level.
I would be, and I can't say no chance because I wasn't there. But I've talked to people that were. I've talked to other athletes I believe that were at that workout. And I believe for three of those kids, that was an awful workout. And I believe that that workout was really hard and probably unnecessary. And it was dangerous and reckless because they were coming off winter break. And he's right. And that wasn't designed to get you in shape. That was designed to be a kick in the balls. And it was designed to weed out quitters. And it was a proof that how tough you are. And that's stupid. That's dangerous and it's dumb. And that's why I'm all for the lawsuit. But this idea that this was unheard of and that there were literally kids passing out, I would be stunned. So I'm not saying it's not possible, but I would be stunned if kids were passing out and they were like, oh, you're a candy ass and we'll just keep doing this. I find that hard to believe. I think some of this is being done to, yes, shine some light in an appropriate way that this was a reckless thing. But I think anytime you're telling a story and you're suing for $11.5 million, yeah, I think it's probably kicked up a little bit. But for maybe him, that was his experience. Because for three of those kids, it ended up sending them to the hospital. For the rest of them, it was a tough workout. So, I think the truth lies somewhere in the middle of these two things.
Yeah, it just seems to me that... You know, you can try, like, I think what you're saying is, like, you know, programs everywhere, you know, it's a football, it's like this macho
yes.
culture that's every, I mean, it's in every program.
Yes.
And so weeding out quitters as you.
That's it, what this was designed to do.
But that's happening everywhere.
Yes.
Everybody's doing that.
Yes.
But when somebody goes to the hospital, like, so in other words, you can do that. And this is the way football is. It's probably because a lot of strength and conditioning coaches and a lot of football coaches, that's how they learned it.
Yes.
So it's just still kind of stuck in the Stone Ages.
But it's still irresponsible.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, so you can do it that way.
Yeah.
And you may think that's effective, but first of all, the second someone goes to the hospital, you're in a lot of trouble.
Damn right.
Now, Maryland,
in favor of it.
The extreme case is that Maryland, a kid died.
Yes.
And that guy got fired. And although
they should be in prison. in my opinion.
Like, that's a whole other level.
Yes.
This, they got lucky that no one was seriously hurt, although Doug Brenner says he will have lifelong effects of this,
yeah,
which is why he's suing. So I guess the question is, for the other programs that are trying to weed out quitters in much the same way, where's the line?
Like, evolve.
The military, like, people are saying, like, this militaristic approach. Well, aren't some of those responsible in terms of, like, in the military? Like, some of that stuff is medically supervised, and it's done for with a purpose. And
there's a way to have these sorts of workouts and to have them be tough. And,
that's
and,
what I'm saying.
But do it in a responsible manner.
It feels like these football guys don't. They don't really, some of them, not all of them, they don't have that background. Like, they don't, he said at the beginning of this, he said that strength and conditioning coach wasn't even licensed.
No, he had like some sort of like.
There's a problem.
There's no general consensus on what you need in order to be a strength conditioning coach, which is why I said a lot of these guys, it's like the wild, wild west, which is why I think this is a good thing. It's shining a light on a problem and that they should be held accountable, even though I don't necessarily believe everything that's being said.
But so what? I think that I don't. This is fascinating. What he's calling to the carpet here.
Yes.
And this is a real fine line. And I don't know what ends up happening with his lawsuit, or if more come, or if there ends up being. I mean, I don't know. Could there be a class action lawsuit regarding something like this on a bigger level, where kids all around the country who have dealt with this kind of stuff join up and say, "Hey, man, the NCAA is not overseeing this crap."
I just want
it.
Look, I take
it. Just seems really big. This seems really big.
Yes.
Like, Doug Brenner, maybe he'll just get paid and this will all go away. But to me, what he is shining light on, whether you agree with all of his, whether you think he's truthful about every single thing in there, he's shining a light on a very, very big thing that could blow up huge.
And
I would
it's a
think.
Tough thing for him to do. And I applaud him for it. I know it may sound like I'm being critical of him. And I hope that's not the way it comes across. I think it takes a lot of guts to do what he's doing. And I think that it's important that more athletes stand up for themselves and say that you don't get to treat me like this just because I'm on scholarship. So from that standpoint, I really do applaud what he's doing.
All right, text the Better You Today text line 55305. We'll get some of those. And then in the news coming up on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Tapped by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right. In the news is coming up next. Souk just walked out of the room. I don't know why. Short break?
Yeah.
Short break. Okay. Better You Today. Text line 55305. We're talking about Doug Brenner. We played his 4.5 minutes with KGW. It's interesting. I think, look, let's just call a spade a spade. Here is what some people are saying. Doug Brenner was not in very good shape. He was not in as good a shape as the other player, as some of the other players. He went to the hospital and is suing Oregon to get some money and will probably win. But I think what a lot of people are saying, welcome to football. There are people in football or who have played football who have been through worse. And I think a lot of people are saying, yeah, Brenner's kind of a ween here. And nothing that was run by Oregon is anything that is truly out of the ordinary. Now, that doesn't make it right.
No.
Because the thing is, I think people inside football look at this and go, oh, come on. I went through those every day or 2 days or whatever. But I think people outside of football are saying, well, this is exactly what we're talking about. It's not okay. You all are used to it. You're institutionalized. Like, you're a football guy. You're used to it. You're used to looking at this going, well, that's not that bad.
Yeah, we have a big mountain outside of our practice facility, and we would have to run the mountain, and every so often there was a trash can because you were going to throw up.
But
I mean,
people outside of football are looking at this going,
you're barbaric.
Dude, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's why ultimately Brenner's right. It's like, you can call him a wuss all you want, but that stuff is not okay, and
no,
it's going on all over the country, and that's exactly what more people need to have the balls. See, like, Brenner, you know, he's going to be called a ween, and he's soft, and he's going to take a lot of flack, and people are going to call him a traitor and the P word. But he has more balls than anybody because he's the one sticking his neck out saying, hey, this is not okay. Here's what they're doing. Yeah. And nobody else will do that. It's the good old boys network of football.
He ended up in the hospital And he was bold enough to say, that's not okay. I wish I had those kind of huevos back when I've told stories about when I had my offensive line coach. I got taken to the hospital because they thought I might have a spinal condition that could leave me paralyzed. And my offensive line coach pulled me aside and called me every name in the book, said I was a coward and he never wanted to see me again because I was going to let him go run this test. That's not okay.
So people saying, well, welcome to football. Well,
that's not okay.
No, that's...
And I wish that I had this sort of wherewithal back when I was 21, 22 years old to say, no, that's not okay. You can't do that to me. But I fell in line with the old, well, I guess this is football and, you know, here we go. And so I think what Doug Brenner is doing, even though I don't know if I necessarily buy every aspect of it, for him personally, he ended up in the hospital and he wants someone held accountable. And I do think what Oregon did, having this sort of workout, even if it was, you know, what, 3 guys out of 100 that went through it, that was still dangerous and it was irresponsible and someone should be held accountable to it. How much is that's worth? I don't know. That's for a judge or a jury to decide. But someone, I think some people need to wake up and realize that that sort of treatment of a student athlete is not going to be acceptable in 2018.
Because of people like Doug Brenner.
Yes.
Right? It takes people like that. So that's why I'm fully behind him.
And so I just be careful with, because I do think that he is going to get a lot of flack for this.
And I'm sure he already
is. And I don't think he should.
And we're getting a lot of texts on the Better You Today text line that are saying from military people going, even in the military, it doesn't get this extreme. And they're constantly watched by medical professionals. And if anything, anyone shows a sign of slowing down or something, then they're taken care of.
Yeah.
So it's not to the point where you just run past people puking and have them go to the hospital. It's not. It's intense, obviously,
well,
but
it seems
not,
like,
not that much.
It feels to me like football. It's the same concepts with little over not as much oversight and not as much expertise.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I don't think it's fair to compare it to what goes on in the military, quite frankly. And that's, I think that's Doug Brenner's point.
Yes.
Is that this is not sanctioned. This was not organized. This guy isn't even licensed. Like, it's not okay. You can't.
If you're
not trained to put this on, so you're going to get in trouble when you do.
Yes. If you are going, I said this at the time when they ran it. Do I think this is the worst thing that's ever happened? No. But if you are going to run $100 million program and you're going to pay your strength conditioning coach hundreds of thousands of dollars and your head coach millions of dollars and you being entrusted with these student athletes, you better make sure that every single one of them is taken care of. And when they're not, you should be held responsible to it. And I think far too often college programs, and not just in football, baseball, basketball, cross country, wrestling, any of this crap, there's this notion that you can do whatever the hell you want. And I think this goes to all kinds of different levels. When you're talking about shoving painkillers and anti-inflammatories and supplements down these kids' throats to the workouts they do, it's like they have this blank check and there's no oversight to it. And I think it's a pile of crap. And I think it's stuff like this that will finally cause people to wake up and maybe start taking this seriously. Because again, nothing, maybe 3 guys went to the hospital, whatever impact it was. But I'm telling you, every single year at schools across the country, kids die. Not on the field, they died during workouts. HBO Sports did a piece on this, and one of the guys who's kind of a strength conditioning, he's over one of the main bodies that license strength conditioning coaches. He said that if you had kids dying on the field at the same rate that we had kids dying during offseason workouts, football would be shut down. No one would stand for it. If we had 5-6 kids dying every year at all levels on the football field for us to see with our eyes, we wouldn't allow this to go on. But kids die during winter workouts all the time because of crap like this, and no one seems to bat an eye at it. And that's amazing. And maybe it's because it's not on camera, or there is this code of silence that I fell victim to too. Don't speak out. Don't speak out against your coaches. Fall in line. And maybe if you get enough of these athletes that say, no, you were responsible for this, you screwed up, I want my pound of flesh, maybe, well, just maybe, we can get some real reform.
And the other thing, too, is the NCAA is not structured like the pro leagues, where they have unions and the players have rights, and there's all these things that are collectively bargained with the leagues. You know, I mean, the NCAA, they don't get a dime.
No.
Like, these guys are all out on their own, and that's part of it, too. Like, for example, the Better You Today text line, 55305, of course he should sue. He went through all of that, receives no compensation for putting himself through that. Pay the players and give them long-term football insurance if you're going to be okay with this kind of treatment. Exactly.
Not a dime.
Another one says, my take on this would be football training is military training run by idiots and knuckle draggers.
Some of them. Like Radcliffe, who was the strength conditioning coach before Coach O came in with Taggart, is one of the best in the business. And people swear by the guy and they love him. There are some really good strength conditioning coaches out there. And unfortunately, there's some really bad ones too.
Another one says, not only is this level of physical stress on athletes not morally okay, but numerous studies have shown it doesn't really even work. It would be one thing if it produced better results, but that's more often than not simply not the case.
Yep. And that's been done time and time again. And the HBO Sports piece talks about that too. But again, in the old school mentality, it's about being tough. And it's about weeding out quitters.
And here's a person who's been in the military for over 20 years who says we always are pushed to our limits because we know we're being taken care of when doing it.
Yeah.
I think that's a very big difference.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
When being pushed through those types of exercises.
If you're pushing someone to their limits, you better have a safety net there and you better be monitoring really, really close to make sure this doesn't go on.
Didn't we find when we first talked about this story, when it first happened, that there were only two organizations that were for trainers and strength and conditioning coaches, and that half the strength and conditioning coaches in the country weren't even part of the organizations.
It's a total S show. There's no real, there's not a main governing body. You can be a strength and conditioning coach without being very qualified.
What a mess.
Yeah.
Total mess.
And yet you're being put in charge of maybe the most important part of a student athlete. You're with them more than any of your coaches, and yet sometimes you're the least qualified to be doing so.
All right, thanks for the text. Coming up next, it is time for In the News, things to do this weekend, and when bartenders get drunk on the job. Here's Mike with sports.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Sport 37 on The Fan, where we're doing some hot sports talk for you. Let's lighten it up a little bit, huh? God.
Yeah.
It's fun football Friday on The Fan.
Not so much. Now when you're talking about lawsuits and black peas.
Stupid football. Yeah, we're talking about black pea.
It's fiery and fun football Friday on The Fan.
Yeah. Eww. Well.
Yeah, black pea's not good. That's bad.
I can't imagine it is. You ever had black pea, Jason?
Have not. Never been to the hospital because of something like
That's terrifying to me. Black pea?
That would be weird.
I've had blood pee from getting hit in the kidneys. But never.
Well, that's kind of the same thing, isn't that what he's saying?
Yeah,
I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
I would assume so. But I've never had mine be black. Mine wasn't from overexertion. Mine was from taking a helmet in the back, and then you know you pee blood, which is always.
You should sue that guy.
Fun.
Who was it?
I don't even remember. The worst part is like you're in a big pile, and you know some linebacker comes diving in there, and you take one in the back. It's not that uncommon.
And then you pee black.
Yeah, football.
Isn't football fun?
No, it's really not. It's quite bad for you. And that's the thing is football is bad enough for you without an irresponsible strength coach making it that much worse.
I can't even imagine.
All right, it's January 11th, 2019. It's time for the news. It is National Milk Day.
Ooh, that's
quick.
That's
thoughts on milk?
Not a milk guy. I kind of gave it up.
Why?
What?
Yeah, we're kind of
shocked.
Milk is in everything.
I moved on to the. I tried to do the like the soy and like almond milk alternatives.
Yeah, right.
Oh, are you lactose intolerant?
No, not well. Kind of, sorta. I just am kind of.
Do you pee white?
No, wouldn't that be something?
Kind of, sort of.
Look, I'm not saying that I avoid.
Mike's all over you right now.
You're sensitive to it.
Yeah, I'm sensitive to it, but it's not that.
He's cross-exing you.
I'm more of the
stay on him, Mike.
I'm more of the idea of we don't need to be ingesting cow growth hormone. I don't think it's good for you. So as I've gotten older and kind of
so what you're saying is you hate ice cream.
I love ice cream, but I try to do the non-dairy alternatives. I don't think that dairy is something that this is a 1950. We don't need to be ingesting a lot of milk. So I try to limit my dairy intake and I don't drink milk. I do.
Don't
you
want strong bones?
I do the almond milk.
Now, Mike, do you ever drink a nice glass of milk?
No, not usually. I'll have it with cereal, but that's about or in cooking if you're cooking with it. But that's about it.
Yeah, me neither.
But I've kind of moved on. Like, a lot of the stuff isn't that bad. If you get, like, the cheese that's the non-dairy cheese, it's kind of hippie-ish, but I can't really taste the difference, and I feel better after I eat it.
Aren't they making milk and cheese without the growth hormone now that is still basically the same, just without that one ingredient?
I don't know. I saw something once that basically laid out the case that when you look at what milk is designed to do, it's designed for baby cows to get as big as humanly possible in the shortest period of time. And maybe that's not the best thing for humans to be taking.
No.
So I try to stay away from it.
Well, it's National Milk Day.
Get almond milk with a little vanilla in it. You can't taste the difference.
It is also National Human Trafficking Awareness Day, which that is good. We should have awareness about that.
That is also very bad.
Well, yeah, no bad.
Yeah.
But good that we're aware of it.
Yeah. I went on a ride-along once with Officer McGuffey, and when we went to the police department, I was a little shocked to find out there's an entire human trafficking division.
Like, is there?
Yeah. I was like, is that really a thing?
At the local level.
Yeah, he's like, dude, it's bad.
Yeah. I think that's way more common than anybody really knows.
Yeah, I was like, do you really need, like, an entire squad and, like room for it? And he was like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. They wouldn't have it otherwise.
Yeah.
All right. Things to do this weekend in Portland. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
We have a girl boner speech.
What?
Yes.
Then the bonus rewards program kicks in.
Please,
Girl Boner.
Please do share.
This would be tonight at Powell's, the author of Girl Boner, The Good Girl's Guide to Sexual Empowerment. She'll be speaking. Go check that out.
I'm guessing I'm not going to be real welcome there.
Girl Boner.
Yeah, I feel like if I show up looking the way I do, whether I'm on board or not, I feel like I'm going to get booed and hissed.
What if you just start yelling, boy boner, boy boner, while she's speaking?
Oh, yeah. They'll get you out of there.
It's like I went to Lilith.
You're in trouble.
I went to Lilith Fair, that concert once when I was in high school, and even though I was just sitting there, I wasn't really welcome there. I feel like that's the same thing at Powell's tonight. Not really going to be welcome.
Hell no.
Yeah, so you can go check that out. Tomorrow at the Airport Holiday Inn, does anything good ever happen at the Airport Holiday Inn, do you think?
I'm just reading the last text and it got me.
You should just stop right there, Rob.
What?
Tomorrow at the Airport Holiday Inn. Next, moving on.
The answer to your question is no.
No, I mean,
the only
it's
reason
not good.
You're at that Holiday Inn is that your flight has been delayed or canceled, which is bad, or something nefarious is about to go down. It's all bad.
Yeah, we have a hashtag all boners matter.
That one got me.
Is that what got you?
That got me.
Yeah, so the Airport Holiday Inn is going to be hosting the only captive bred reptile show in America. Right here in Portland. Yes. Captive bred reptiles.
No.
It's a show. They're bringing them all in tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, you got to pay to get in, but
I think I'd rather be at the female boner thing than the.
Yeah, which would you rather go to, girl boner or reptile show?
Girl boner. I got no time for the reptile show, man. That's right out.
Well, apparently they have snakes and lizards, you know, because those are reptiles.
Yeah.
Turtles. Maybe some dragons.
No, I'm on board. Ooh. They got like the fire-breathing kind or like the ice dragon. It's like Game of Thrones dragon. I am on board with turtles. I will tell you that. When we were in Hawaii, it was my first time I got to snorkel with a turtle.
Yeah, yeah. I've done that.
I never, in all my
those
time.
Those big old ones?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, you're not supposed to do that, but.
No, you're not. And I'm not saying.
But you go touch them.
Yeah.
And you do.
That's the only time that I've actually been super close to a turtle, and I'm pro turtle. Love
I feel
it.
Like the one I hung out with liked me.
Yeah, Steve the turtle. Although if you did touch Steve the turtle, he did swim away fast. Not that I did it, but
fast. We talked. Mine talked sports with me.
Oh, it's hung out. They let you
hot Hawaii rainbow takes.
Let you rub the shell.
Yeah, no, my kid was hanging onto the shell like surfing it. You know, you're not supposed to do that.
No,
but, we did that.
I think it's illegal.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, don't do that.
We did. You got the reptile show. And then the other thing, tomorrow night, Elton John in town, Moda Center.
Oh, that kind of snuck up on me.
Yeah, this is it.
Well.
I mean, probably.
Whatever.
Maybe.
It's not.
It's the maybe this is it Elton John tour.
Although he's got to be, is he late 70s?
I don't know. He sounds pretty good. I saw him recently on something and it's like, man, he does better than your average act for how old he is.
It may be it because he may be dead soon. I mean, he's not a spring chicken. I'm gonna see
71.
He's got another tour.
You know, McCartney, Paul McCartney's 76. He sounds great. You seen him lately?
Yeah. I saw him, was it maybe 3-4 years ago? I didn't see him the last time, but I saw him the time before that.
That guy's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You got to love him.
He's like the nicest guy in the world.
You know what he said? He was on CBS recently. He said he listens to the radio when he's in the car.
Yeah, believe me. Everyone in radio then started spreading that around because he was promoting.
Well, the lady laughed at him.
How great radio was.
We should get that clip. But the lady laughed at him. She's like, wait, what? You listen to the... She said, how do you get your music? He said, well, I listen to the radio. And she's like, what? I'm like, yeah.
If you've
listen to the radio.
If you ever heard a long-form interview with McCartney, he's a great
He's wonderful.
Yeah.
He's very down to earth.
Who doesn't like Paul McCartney?
Normal dude. Like, he might be the most popular guy there that ever existed. Seriously. Think about that.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Beatles.
Yeah, does anyone...
No one dislikes him.
Yeah, that's a valid point.
Except for his ex-wife.
I bet she likes him. Gave him like $300 million. She probably doesn't hate him. The one-legged gal? I don't think she hates Paul McCartney. She didn't have to do anything.
Well, I thought that divorce was pretty ugly, but well, I may be wrong.
She got a bunch of money.
When bartenders get drunk on the job, next on The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Tapped by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're in the middle of In the News for January 11th. It is Friday. Coming up 5 o'clock. Of course, you know what that means. Hot 5 at 5. Big news today. Am I just saying that?
No.
Find out.
No, you're not. There is legitimate big news.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
Well, major news story today.
Really?
Yeah. Are you not?
Local?
No. National.
Major news story?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Are you talking about sports?
No.
Oh. Well, we're a sports show. What are you doing to me?
There's major news today. It's not sports related, but there was major news. It's a great story today. Sad story, but with a happy ending.
I still don't know what you're talking about. All right.
Oh.
How are we not going to... It's in the news. How are we not going to deal with this?
He's talking about Jamie Close.
Yes. It's an amazing story.
Oh. I did see that press conference.
Are you poo-pooing this?
No, I just... You threw me for a loop because I was talking about the hot 5 at 5.
Yeah, me too. I thought... I was like, is there a big sports story?
And I'm like, well, it's really not that hot today, but...
No, but like
then you were like, oh man, huge story. I'm like, wait, what did I miss?
I'm talking about this segment that there's a huge story.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
But I don't think you're even going to get to that big story.
No, that wasn't in the news today because, well, I don't know much about it. I did see the press conference.
Yeah.
Where they found, and they found her.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Some random
I'd like to talk about drunk bartenders, actually.
All right, well. Hey, you're the noted newsman.
Well, I try to keep it local here. For you on In the News.
Yeah, that's a pretty incredible story, though.
We could do a club on it.
I just feel like Rop is not really...
Well, I don't know the details of it. I know... Here's all I know. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I'm going to spill the beans. Some guy who didn't have a record was in Wisconsin, busts into this house, shoots the mom and dad, steals the girl, keeps her in the woods. She surfaces a couple of months later, and now they've caught him, and he's in jail. Is that right?
That's all the details,
yeah,
Rob.
That's all the details.
Well, that's all I know.
Maybe I just was a little more blown away by the miracle of the
a
whole thing.
A missing girl since October was found.
Yeah.
How
yeah,
rare
she
is,
just
how
walked
rare
out
is
of
that?
The woods.
Yeah, she escaped.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now back to your drunk bartender thing. Don't let me interrupt.
You know, you're getting a little high and mighty over there, pal. You stay in your lane.
Well, this is my lane.
Either that or provide more details. What else do I need to know about this girl? What was her name?
Jamie.
How old?
13.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it was. I don't know.
So did this guy target them specifically, or
yeah.
Was he just being a...
No, he targeted them. His goal was her, to get her. And he, like they said, that he must have planned this thing because she dialed 911 and the cops were there within 4 minutes. And in that time, he had managed to kick open the door, kill both parents, and get away with her. Yeah, and you look at the dude's mugshot, it's terrifying. Like, it's...
Yeah, he just looks kind of...
Yeah, he looks like a criminal.
Don't they all?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, maybe not. All right, so an Old Town bar in Portland is suing its bartender for $115,000.
So the bar is suing the bartender.
Yes.
Does the bartender have $115,000?
Probably not. The guy's name is Gunner. And he was drunk on the job at the Barrel Room. You ever been to the Barrel Room?
No, I don't think I've ever been to the Barrel Room.
I think I've been in there once or twice. Now, this is famously the place where Mark Cuban was accused of being all handsy.
Yeah, when after one of the games.
So, apparently a cop saw the bartender outside of the bar taking a break or something, and he was sloshed. So the OLCC goes in there and hit him with a big old penalty, and they banned the bar's, I mean, they took away the bar's liquor license for 3 weeks. And so the bar is saying, well, this is your fault. You were the one drunk on the job. We're going to lose $115,000 in revenue. We're going to sue you for $115,000.
He doesn't have $115,000.
Probably not. And even if he did, he's not going to pay them. But he's not in the story. They didn't, like, he didn't respond.
No.
But.
Now, am I out in the on an island here? I did not know that that was like a. I know it's frowned upon.
What?
I didn't know that was like illegal.
Being sloshed. Well, you know, Oregon's got the OLCC, and that's...
Yeah, they're pretty...
Yeah, it's like, man... Yeah,
it's a thing.
Yeah, I don't...
But is that...
I don't know if we need the OLCC, let's put it that way.
I had no idea that that was as serious a thing. I just kind of, like, I've been in plenty of bars where I've seen bartenders drinking.
Well, I think... So, as an ex-bartender, drinking on the job, or maybe a quick shot of whiskey or something with a patron, it is a thing, but you can't advertise it, and... You can't be sloppy, and apparently this guy was lit up.
Okay.
But that said, suing the bartender is ridiculous, and there is shared blame here. So I find this to be a dumb story that shouldn't even have ran.
Well, that's kind of one of those things that I feel like I'm not going to say that it was condoned at the Barrel Room, but you know it's not the first time, and I'm guessing that if you showed up there on a somewhat regular basis, you probably saw some bartenders that were drinking. He maybe just took it a bit too far.
Well, the OLCC, if they're in there, they're going to get you on that.
Yeah.
Because they're tough.
That is the whole thing. We've dealt with them over the years. Like, when we go out to bars, like, we can't talk about, like, specific prices. They have even, like, stuff like that.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, from working in other states are not nearly as strict on a lot of this stuff, but we developed the OLCC, and they run everything, and it's... They're tough.
Yeah, Utah's got some of this. Utah's got a lot of weird liquor.
Shockingly, bars. Utah has some of this.
Yeah, go figure.
Well,
it seems weird that Oregon, of all places, would have...
That guy's working at another bar now. Apparently.
But he's got to work off $115,000.
Yeah, he ain't paying them.
That's a brutal, brutal thing.
All right, that is in the news for January 11th, 2019. Can you believe it's already 2019?
I can believe that.
Yeah. It is.
Right after 18 comes 19.
Yep, that's right. All right, coming up next, it's the Hot 5 at 5, where Souk tried to claim major sports news. I will tell you, you know, it's a simmering Hot 5 at 5 today, but there's some stuff.
Hey, it's a warm stove sort of day.
The Dolphins may have a different coach than we thought, because we thought it would be Chris Richard, right?
Yes.
The Dolphins hiring Chris Richard. No, there's a new guy that they're going to hire. So
there's that.
Pretty cool. The Hot 5 at 5 is next on The Fan.